Thanks, Nathan. And this is Maryland Morning on WYPR. The average college graduate enters the working world with about $30,000 in student loans. There's been a debate about how to lower that number for years now. One argument, shorten how long it takes to earn a degree. Paul Weinstein proposes just that in a paper published this month by the Progressive Policy Institute, a think tank in Washington. He's director of the Johns Hopkins Graduate Program in Public Management and joins me on the line from his office in D.C. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
And I should have asked, is it Weinstein or Weinstein?
It's Weinstein.
Of Weinstein. Okay. I was okay. Saying that until just now. So tell us, why do you think a three-year degree is the solution?
Well, they're basically because it's the only proposal out there that not only increases access to college and at our better institutions, but also provides financial relief to students. That combination, I think, is more effective than simply continuing to feed the beast and providing more and more aid that allows schools to continue to raise tuition.
Well, walk us through it. How would schools do this as you envision it?
Well, they could do it in a number of ways. That would include possibly offering maybe two summer semesters, extending the fall and spring semesters by a couple of weeks. They could extend class hours. They could also, quite honestly, cut back on the number of classes required to receive a degree. So there's a number of ways you could actually get there.
Yeah, that's part of what I wanted to be sure I understood. Are you talking about compressing the same number of courses students currently take or reducing?
It could work either way, and we would really leave that up to the schools under this proposal. That would really be determined by the schools and their accreditors. Right now, the schools that are sort of doing this voluntarily are basically taking what they're really doing is following one approach, which is really requiring the same number of courses, but requiring students to do it in a shorter amount of time. The problem with that approach is that obviously is not particularly user-friendly to the students, and students are not really taking schools up on that option.
Well, and if that's the approach that's taken, if students are taking the same number of courses, won't they essentially be charged the same tuition, the same number of credit hours?
No, because under this proposal, they wouldn't be allowed to. So the federal government would actually say to schools, as we envision it at least, if you take a student with financial aid, you take a student who's getting subsidized loans, Pell Grant, they're taking advantage of the tax credits, you have to make 3 years the norm. But you can't charge students more than you're charging them now annually. So they would then get the 25% reduction. Going forward, we'd ask a commission of schools, students, the federal government, state and local representatives, because, of course, state and local governments actually provide a lot of financial support towards colleges and universities at the local and state level. To basically set forward a fee schedule going forward that would tie it to inflation plus some formula so that the savings would not simply be gobbled up in higher tuition increases going forward.
Well, as you pointed out, students, I mean, nothing, you didn't point this out, I'm saying nothing is stopping students from graduating in 3 years now. And as you pointed out, very few students are choosing to do that.
Yes, because it's quite honestly, the schools do not make it very easy for them to do that. So what they're basically requiring students to do is, in fact, take six courses a semester or stay every summer and take additional courses. That's a lot of pressure on students. Plus, most schools don't offer necessarily the financial incentive. So if you're taking the additional courses, most schools will actually charge you. So if you want to go in the summer, they're going to charge you, so you're not actually getting that benefit. Now, there are a couple of schools out there that are moving to this. The most recent was the University of South Carolina, which is going to offer it again as an option. But until you actually move to this as the norm, where you basically say, hey, the right way to do this is in 3 years, not four, and we're going to make it easier for students to access that, you're not going to have a large take-up rate, and you're also not going to have the savings. The fact that we have four-year degrees is not because someone at the very beginning of time said, hey, it's best to go to college for 4 years. That's the ideal situation. It's really because of tradition we fell into it out of the four-year high school model. So there's nothing that says you can't do this in 3 years. And in fact, most of Europe is actually moving towards this. There's an agreement that was called the Barcelona Agreement, signed among EU countries, in which the European Union countries are basically moving to a 3-year degree. In some cases, by the way, like in Germany, they're moving from 5 years to 3 years because they acknowledge the costs are rising, and the recognition also that students actually, this is not the end of the line for their education. Most students are going on to grad school at some point. In realizing that, these countries are basically saying 3 years is enough for college when we're asking them to do a year, 2 years, 3 years of grad school.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Kass, speaking with Paul Weinstein, director of the Johns Hopkins Graduate Program in Public Management. He's written a piece for the Progressive Policy Institute, where he's a senior fellow advocating for a 3-year college degree as the norm. You've been talking about 3 years versus a 4-year degree, but practically, even a 4-year degree is not attainable. Nearly 40% of Maryland college students don't graduate in 6 years. So you really seem to be bucking the trend of how college students are living their lives.
Right. Well, one of the reasons why they're taking 6 years is because of the cost of college. One of the biggest factors in dropout rates, for example, is the cost of college. Students get to college and they start paying their tuition and start seeing their student loans build up, and they kind of become overwhelmed by the whole experience. They either drop out or, in some cases, students go part-time because they can't afford it, and so they take a job on the side or take a job half the year so that they can take courses the rest of the time. We're actually seeing this even more so in grad school. I run a grad program here at Johns Hopkins, and 90% of our students are part-time. They work, and we therefore offer more of our courses at night and online in some cases to accommodate those students that are working. If, of course, you are able to bring down tuition prices, you can help a lot of those students go through the system faster and hopefully also keep some of those students from dropping out because, as you said at the beginning of the show, the cost of college may be rising, but the fact is it's still financially beneficial to go versus not going.
This is not a new idea. You've given us some of the reasons why it may not have caught on with students sort of making it happen themselves. But as you pointed out, it is sort of the official route that universities are going in much of Europe, and I think also in Canada. So institutionally, why hasn't it caught on in the U.S.?
Well, I think one of the reasons in Europe is happening, and in Canada is because there's a government push behind it. So in Europe, the European Union actually signed an agreement, as I mentioned before, the Barcelona Agreement. I think the other problem is that universities are very bureaucratic. Having worked in government and the private sector, nonprofits and universities, I can tell you the universities give government a run for its money in terms of not moving particularly fast and being very agile. So there's a lot of belief in tradition. There's a lot of belief in keeping things the same as they are. There's also the financial concerns. And so unless you have all schools moving this way, a lot of schools feel like they may be hurt by this financially. So the idea here is, of course, to let them increase capacity under this proposal so that most schools can stay financially whole over time.
Well, I appreciate you walking us through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Paul Weinstein, he's director of the Johns Hopkins Graduate Program in Public Management. We have a link to his paper for the Progressive Policy Institute, his paper about the 3-year degree, on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Kass. Just ahead, a new musical from Still Point Theater Initiative. Stay with us on 88.1.